Patient name Glenda, last name Mojica, spelled M-O-J-I-C-A. Date of birth 10/25/48. Date of service 6/29/22. This is a 73-year-old female patient here today, following up from office visit 1 month ago. We also had obtained some labs from her last month, and we've called her on those. She had a very slight elevated creatinine, I believe it was 1.29, and a very slight decrease in her filtration rate on renal function, period, new paragraph. Patient tells me she's feeling well today. Last visit she had described to me episodes where she was not taking her medication. She formerly was on lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide at a dose of 20-25, and a prior prescriber changed it to 20-12.5, and she was unaware as to why that happened, so she had stopped taking the medication completely. Therefore, last office visit, her blood pressure was elevated at 157 systolic, period, new paragraph. Since that time, we had reinstated her 20-12.5, and her blood pressure today is 138 systolic. She feels that she would like to go back to her old dose of lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide at a dose of 20-25, period, new paragraph. Her blood pressure today is 138 over 60. I've advised her that we'd like to get it even just a bit lower than that. We will return her to the 20-25. However, we will recheck her labs today to verify kidney function as well. It was minimal elevation on the creatinine level. We will follow up with that as well. Also, last office visit, when we obtained labs for her cholesterol, cholesterol was 311. She tells me that at that time she had not been taking her cholesterol medication, of which she has plenty at her house. She just was not taking it. Since that time, 30 days ago, she tells me she has been taking all of her medications. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 138 over 60, pulse 70, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 100%, current weight 130, allergies none. Current medication, lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide at a dose of 20-12.5. We will change it back to the 20-25. Crestor, 20 milligrams daily, and also a thyroid pill. She yet does not remember the dose. Period, new paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, hyperlipid, hypothyroid. Surgical history, bilateral eyes. Social history, non-drinker, non-smoker. She is married. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. No acute distress. Period, new paragraph. I've done a complete review of systems with her today. There is no new complaint. All systems completely negative. She is here for follow-up solely for the hypertension and follow-up on her labs, which we will redraw today. Period, new paragraph. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, all within normal limits. Neck, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur detected. Lungs are clear to auscultation. She presents with normal respiratory function for me today. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, there's no lower extremity edema. She maintains +5 muscle strength in all extremities. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Hypertension, we will refill her lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide at a dose of 20-25. We will recheck labs today to verify kidney function. Period, new paragraph. Hyperlipidemia, patient was not taking her Crestor. In the last 30 days, she has been taking it. We will redraw labs today to monitor for improvement. Period, new paragraph. We will also check her thyroid panel today. As she is on a thyroid medication, she tells me that she doesn't believe she needs to take the thyroid medication anymore, and we will verify this for her today. Period, new paragraph. I've taken some time to go over her status and plan of care. She agrees with me, and we will draw blood today, and she will get a refill on lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. Once again, I told her it's important that we need to monitor her kidney function. However, she agrees with that.